Canberra Loves 40% is a campaign that involved people from a number of environmental groups, both in Canberra community and in the university. These included Climate Action Canberra, Sea Change, the Conservation Council, the Australian Youth Climate Coalition, ANU Environment Collective, and Climate Whistleblowers. The campaign began in 2010 when the Greens members of the ACT Legislative Assembly informed us that the Legislative Assembly was preparing to set a target for greenhouse gas reduction by 2020. The Greens kept us informed as to what was happening in the Legislative Assembly and gave us their support. It was decided that everything in the campaign would be positive, so Canberra Loves 40% was chosen as our name, and our motto, love our city, love our future, love 40% less carbon dioxide. Our campaign included a launch with balloons and school children in Love 40% t-shirts, postcards in support of a 40% target delivered to the Legislative Assembly, letter writing workshops, lobbying, three forums held in different parts of Canberra with local politicians invited to speak, the last one in the ACT Legislative Assembly building being packed out. They also had a knitting green hearts to make a heart-shaped blanket, and there was the making of a DVD to promote 40%. In October 2010, Canberra legislated for a target of 40% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2020 on 1990 levels. The Love 40% group is continuing to monitor and promote the target. They have applied for a grant from the ACT government and hope to run an outreach program to community groups like Lions and Rotary and a carrot mob to target small businesses. The carrot mob gets supporters to mob a selected business who are prepared to spend money on reducing their carbon footprint. I'd just like to say Canberra can.
This year, the ACT government will decide on a target for CO2 emission reduction for 2020. They are considering cuts between 25% and 40%. Our government needs our support to go for 40%. Canberra Hearts 40% is a group of community organisations and concerned Canberra residents supporting the ACT government in a 40% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from 1990 levels by the year 2020. Improving energy efficiency will have a direct and positive impact on the budgets of our communities, particularly for the most vulnerable who pay a great portion of their income on energy bills. Modern transport systems will help to make Canberra one of the world's best places to live, particularly for young and old people who don't own cars. Action on climate change will never be cheaper than it is right now. The longer we live it, the more expensive it will become for individuals and the economy. Investing in reductions to our greenhouse gas emissions will generate long-term economic benefits. Canberra can be a city with innovative employment opportunities. A recent report identified that strong action on climate change will generate as many as 10,000 more jobs in the ACT economy by 2030. Right now, Canberra is at a crossroads. The time has come to embrace this vision of our city's future. We can choose a realistic and achievable 40% target to position Canberra at the forefront of the new world economy. As Canberrans who love our city, our vision is for a smart, prosperous and more equitable city, both now and into the future. A city for the people who live here. A city where everyone has access to the benefits of efficient transport and clean energy. A city with clean air. A city that has dynamic community, business and government sectors, which have the wisdom to embrace the economic and social benefits that will come from positioning Canberra as a leader in reducing greenhouse gas pollution. Most importantly, 40% will establish a positive framework within which community, business, and government action to achieve these outcomes can take place. Now is the time to embrace the opportunity for Canberra that this offers.